Well, a radical environmental approach to farming by holding water in leaky weirs has been recognised by the United Nations as a sustainable farm, only one of five in the world. Malloon Creek, near Braidwood in New South Wales, uses the Peter Andrews method of natural sequence farming, growing weeds and stopping the water from flowing fast downstream. The farm has proved itself in the last 7 years, increasing pasture growth through the drought and feeding more cattle. Serena Locke has this report.
Malloon Creek is a farm that was run down with erosion and low stocking capacity before the owners adopted Peter Andrews' methods of holding water for longer in the creeks to rehydrate the land.
Making more sustainable agriculture, improving the environment, cleaner water.
Gary Nairn is a former federal MP, now chair of the Malloon Institute at the farm near Braidwood, part of the Shoalhaven River catchment in the upper reaches of Sydney's water supply.
Investing in the work that we're doing in the catchment is a much smarter thing than investing in more chemicals to treat the water.
Take us for a walk along Malloon Creek near Braidwood in New South Wales. It's the work of Peter Andrews' style natural sequence farming, where any weed will go in order to hold water in the landscape, any kind of obstruction to the water flow to hold the water. How have you achieved it? What have you done there, you and the team?
Well, what we've done over in the pilot project, and we're now embarking on the total catchment, which is about 40 kilometres of creek and 23,000 hectares, is constructed a number of what Peter would call leaky weirs the right locations to effectively slow the water up, take the energy out of the water, and in doing so, distribute that water into the landscape, and it works through the landscape, raises the water table in the landscape and improves the vegetation covering. We've been measuring this scientifically all through, and we can show an increase in carrying capacity of the adjoining landscape of around 60%. They're remarkable figures. This is not just about fixing incised creeks. It's about delivering an environment and a landscape which is much easier to farm and such that there are lesser inputs. Doing this sort of work in some regions will mean the days of irrigation are gone because you're storing the water in the landscape. There was one stage a few years ago in Malloon Creek where we hadn't measured a single millimetre of rain at the top end of the catchment for 3 months. But you could go to the bottom of the creek of where the section that we'd worked on, what we call Peter's Pond, the very bottom structure, and you could literally see the water seeping back in from the bank. So the water had been in the landscape all that time doing its job, growing pasture, and then it was coming back. The drought was needing it to come back into the creek.
It's highly controversial work because it advocates planting weeds and it even breaks some of the water laws in New South Wales. And farms have been threatened with $1 million fines for building unauthorised structures in the creeks. But Gary Nairn hopes the recognition by the United Nations under its Sustainable Development Goals will help change the state government's legislation.
I hope it makes people stand up and take notice. Yes, building leaky weirs and sort of mini, what some people might think are dams, but, you know, they're not actually damming the water, they're only holding it for a period of time. It's contrary to the Water Act. It's good that the New South Wales government is recognising now that they have to relook at these issues, and the minister responsible is doing that. And I guess the work that we're doing is going to help them look at what has to be changed. With weeds and things, you know, Peter's of the view a plant is a plant is a plant, and a plant has a role, and certainly he's proved that time and time again. Certainly we're finding on the Malloon project, you know, where we've put willows in, and willows are a fantastic plant to hold these leaky weirs together while everything gets stabilised, because they grow very quickly. No good using natives because they take too long and they don't establish well in those sort of circumstances. But what we're finding is ultimately the natives take over And in areas where we had, you know, lots of willows and things like that, casuarinas are now becoming more established. That whole landscape functioning process that Peter Andrews always talks about is the thing that we have to get back to.
This project is one of only five recognised around the world.
One in the UK, one in China, one in Uruguay and one in Tanzania, and one in Australia, the Mulloon Community Landscape Rehydration Project.
That's Gary Nairn, Chair of the Sustainable Farm Mulloon Institute, speaking there with Serena Locke. On the Country Hour, it's